This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Two U.S. soldiers were killed in a shootout early Sunday in eastern Nangarhar province in Afghanistan, while six other service members were wounded. A spokesman for U.S. forces in Afghanistan, Colonel Sonny Leggett, said early Sunday that an Afghan partner opened fire on the combined U.S. and Afghan forces with a machine gun. He said officials are still collecting information about the cause of the attack. The Associated Press reported the shooter was an Afghan soldier who had argued with the U.S. forces before opening fire. Six U.S. service members have been killed in Afghanistan since the start of 2020, including Saturday's casualties. Last year, 22 U.S. service personnel died in combat in Afghanistan. The death toll from the coronavirus outbreak has reached 908, surpassing the 2002-2003 SARS epidemic as millions of Chinese prepare to go back to work. Emer McCarthy has more.
Data from the National Health Commission showed 89 deaths on Saturday, pushing coronavirus deaths well above the 774 who died from SARS. That grim milestone comes as millions of Chinese people prepared to return to work on Monday. Authorities extended a Lunar New Year break by 10 days as deaths and infections rose, and many of China's usually teeming cities have become ghost towns over the past 2 weeks. Even on Monday, a large number of businesses will stay shut, with many white-collar employees working from home.
Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. The Oscar ceremony is getting underway this hour in Hollywood. Nine contenders for the top prize, Best Picture, include the South Korean film Parasite, Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and the historical war film 1917. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.